Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. Today's readings are Psalm 18, 25 through 29, Genesis 30, 25, 31 through 21, and Matthew 11, 11 through 24. Psalm 18, 25 through 29. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lights my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. Genesis 30, 25, 31 through 21. As soon as Rachel had borne Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own home and country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, that I may go, for you know the service that I have given you." But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your sight, I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Name your wages, and I will give it." Jacob said to him, "You yourself know how I have served you, and how your livestock has fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased abundantly. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own household also?" He said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this for me, I will again pasture your flock and keep it. Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from it every speckled and spotted sheep and every black lamb, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and they shall be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later, when you come to look into my wages with you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs, if found with me, shall be counted stolen." Laban said, "Good, let it be as you've said." But that day Laban removed the male goats that were striped and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had white on it, and every lamb that was black, and put them in the charge of his sons. And he set a distance of 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob pastured the rest of Laban's flock. Then Jacob took fresh sticks of poplar and almond and plane trees and peeled white streaks in them, exposing the white of the sticks. He set the sticks that he had peeled in front of the flocks in the troughs, that is, the watering places where the flocks came to drink. And since they bred when they came to drink, the flocks bred in front of the sticks. And so the flocks brought forth striped, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the striped and all the black in the flock of Laban, but put his own droves apart and did not put them with Laban's flock. Whenever the stronger of the flock were breeding, Jacob would lay the sticks in the troughs before the eyes of the flock, that they might breed among the sticks. But for the feebler of the flock, he would not lay them there. So the feebler would be Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Now Jacob heard that the sons of Laban were saying, "Jacob has taken all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has gained all this wealth." And Jacob saw that Laban did not regard him with favor as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field where his flock was, and said to them, "I see that your father does not regard me with favor as he did before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all my strength. Yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not permit him to harm me. If he said, the spotted shall be your wages, then all the flock bore spotted. If he said, the striped shall be your wages, then all the flock bore striped. Thus God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. In the breeding season of the flock, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream that the goats that mated with the flock were striped, spotted, and mottled. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Now arise, go out from this land and return to the land of your kindred. Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there any portion or inheritance left to us in our father's house? Are we not regarded by him as foreigners? For he has sold us, and he has indeed devoured our money. All the wealth that God has taken away from our father belongs to us and to our children. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do. So Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives on camels. He drove away all his livestock, all his property that he had gained, the livestock in his possession that he had acquired in Padan Aram, to go to the land of Canaan to his father Isaac. Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole her father's household gods. And Jacob tricked Laban the Aramean by not telling him that he intended to flee. He fled with all that he had and arose and crossed the Euphrates and set his face towards the hill country of Gilead. Matthew 11:11-24. Truly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law perished until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. This is the word of the Lord, and our readings for January 30th, 2020. When we look deeper at these words of Jesus and these pronounced judgments on the unrepentant cities, it's important to note the cities he mentions. He mentions the cities that he had been doing the miracles, he had been teaching in, he had been doing all these great works. The kingdom of God was breaking through, and people could see it if they would just open their eyes. They could hear it if they would just listen. But they didn't, nor did they repent and turn towards Jesus. So he mentions some other cities. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, And we got to ask, what's Tyre and Sidon? Are those other cities in Israel? Not necessarily. These were Gentile cities. These were not Israelite cities. They were close. People knew about Tyre and Sidon, but they were Roman cities. These were not predominantly Jewish populations. And what Jesus is literally doing is he's smacking them in the face with his words by saying, the Gentiles would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And this is a term where people would rend their clothes, which means to tear their clothes, and they would put a sackcloth, think of like a potato sack, on instead of clothing, and they would pour ashes on their head. It was an act of mourning. It was an act of repenting in this time period. They would do that. And Tyre and Sidon, he says, would have repented long ago in sackcloth, in ashes. And it's going to be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than it will be for you. He's saying it's going to be more bearable for these Gentile cities than for you, Israelite cities. Because I have come to you, I've done these things. That's what he's saying. I came to you, I've done these things, yet you haven't repented. You haven't chosen the life that I come to bring you. He asked Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works were done in you, had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. Now, we read about Sodom not too long ago, just a week or two ago, and what happened to Sodom. If the mighty works that Jesus did had been done in Sodom, he says it would remain to this day. Fun little fact about Sodom. We believe that Sodom quite possibly could be located where the Dead Sea is located, where no life can flourish. And that is what is believed geographically, the location of Sodom and Gomorrah by many biblical scholars, is that it was at the Dead Sea. And so when that sulfur fire, hellfire, and brimstone fell, it forever killed the land. Nothing has grown there since. He says that it would have remained until this day if the works I have done for you have been done there. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. That is another huge slap in the face. It would be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Do we open our eyes to see? Do we open our ears to hear? Have we actually repented as Jesus has commanded us? Have we changed our direction? And that's what the word repent means. Let's say you're going east. All of a sudden, you turn around and start going west. You repent. You change your direction. While we are marching towards death before Christ, when we come to know Christ, we are to turn our direction and march towards Christ, to imitate Christ, to live for Christ. Have we changed our direction? Remember, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Sodom. For Sodom than for us, if we have heard and seen, yet still haven't repented. God bless you guys. Can't wait for tomorrow, last day of the month, which means we are 1 month into this wonderful journey together, seeking the Lord together as a family of families. Talk to you tomorrow.